Good morning, Anne. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem at all. You're describing this latest homeless report as the calm before the storm. Why is that?
So what we're seeing now is, you know, this is the March 21 homeless report. So it's given us a real picture of the last 12 months. So what we're seeing is that, you know, the pandemic has been effective in helping to reduce the numbers of people in emergency accommodation. It's essentially put a freeze on the housing crisis that was before, in that it has been, you know, the eviction moratoria, which have kind of come in and out throughout the year, have helped to stem the flow into homelessness and emergency accommodation. But now with the eviction ban being lifted, we are concerned that we're kind of going out of the frying pan and into the fire again. So we feel that, you know, this month is the last month of the homeless report before the eviction ban will be fully realised in the figures.
So the homeless report, it was released by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. It revealed that there were 459 people in emergency accommodation in the Mid-East region, including 338 adults, 121 children, 55 families. Among these were 155 total adults in Kildare, 157 in Meath and 26 in Wicklow. Now, in order to prevent what you're calling a runaway train of numbers entering homelessness, you're calling for the prioritisation of support for tenants in crisis. What supports are you talking about here?
We need more protection. So the eviction ban, there have been extensions made until the 12th of July, but those do not cover everybody. So they're not going to cover people who are already in crisis before the pandemic struck. And, you know, we're looking at people who, you know, from our clients that are calling in, the ability to meet the cost of housing has really been turned on its head by recent circumstances. And these people have been protected by the eviction ban up to this point. You know, they've been grappling with job losses, school closures, the suspension of lots of day services and support services that they relied on, like breakfast clubs and schools and different community supports. So something else we're also seeing a lot of is older people contacting us for the first time, for whom the prolonged isolation is having a serious impact on their ability to manage. So we really need greater protections for tenants, greater protection for those people who aren't covered by the extensions. And of course, as Clem was saying before, we need increased social and affordable housing.
Aquiva, would I be right in saying that before the pandemic started, back in March 2020, or before we went into lockdown, your charity was getting calls of 1,500 or thereabouts. So that was a peak of the numbers of calls that you were getting. So obviously we're a year on now. Those numbers haven't gone away. We've just obviously had that eviction ban, but we're going to be back to the start.
Yeah, that's the sense that we have at the moment. You know, as I said, the past year has really pushed the housing crisis on ice, in a sense, in that, you know, there's still lots of people in emergency accommodation. There's still far too many people in emergency accommodation, but the flow of people into emergency is reduced. I mean, we're looking back in the last 12 months, and on a national scale, there's been homelessness and emergency accommodation numbers have been reduced by 19%. And in the Mid-East region that you guys are in Kildare, we're seeing a reduction of 8% year on year. So it is reducing, and that's because there's a lower number of people presenting to homeless services because of the eviction ban keeping them protected. So we were, you know, the week of the week of the you know, shutdown happening for the first time last March, and we were receiving calls across our, you know, seven counties of up to 1,500 calls a week. And we're not at that stage yet, but we are getting increasing numbers of calls from tenants who are concerned about the impact that the eviction ban removal is going to have on them. You know, the day that it was announced, we had five referrals from clients who were definitely going to be evicted. So we're worried about that creeping back up to those levels again.
And for some of us, Quiva, as well, who are lucky enough to have a roof over our head, we read these figures and, you know, they might just come across as numbers to us. But with Dublin, Simon, you're doing a lot of work on the ground. What response or feedback have you had from people who are homeless? I'm sure there's a lot of anxiety and worry creeping up there.
Absolutely. You know, people are concerned, you know, particularly, as I said, because we're kind of going out of the frying pan and into the fire, and people don't know what the long-term impact is going to be on them. You know, the other thing is that, like, home has really taken on a greater meaning this last year. You know, we all know that it's become our office, our school, our gym. It's where we socialise on Zoom. And above all else, it's where we keep ourselves and our families safe from COVID-19. So people who are facing eviction now, they've been in this, you know, in this building, in this room for the past year. It's their home, you know, and in this climate, the prospect of losing this refuge is like losing everything. So at the Tenant Information and Support Service, we're doing what we can to advocate for and protect our clients. But in all honesty, we're really concerned about what's ahead. And I'd just like to say, if there's anybody out there who is concerned about their tenancy and is concerned about their tenant rights, please contact our Tenant Information Support Service on 01 635-4888.
That's exactly what it's going to get you to do there. Just before we finish, Dougueva, just to give out that number. So that is, once again, 01635-4888. If you know someone or you yourself are at risk of homelessness or worried about your rights as a tenant, do contact that Dublin Simon Tenant Information and Support Service. And Communications Manager with the Dublin Simon Community is Caoimhe O'Connell. Caoimhe, many thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, Anne.